Oklahoma partners with ICE to deport 500 illegal aliens currently serving prison sentences. By Warner Todd Houston on August 18, 2025. Officials in Oklahoma have entered into a wide-ranging partnership with United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to remove hundreds of criminal illegal aliens from state jails and deport them back to their home countries. Governor Kevin Stitt, ROK, has been working on plans to deport as many as 500 illegal aliens who have been convicted of crimes in the Sooner State and are currently serving prison sentences. Recently, ICE touted its relationship with Oklahoma in a message on X. Oklahoma does not have any sanctuary cities and is undertaking an initiative to send criminal aliens from jails and prisons directly to ICE, the agency wrote on August 15. All states could follow suit, eliminating the risks of criminal alien recidivism after incarceration. Watch, ICE is saving America. It just makes sense, the agency insisted. Oklahoma does not have any sanctuary cities and is undertaking an initiative to send criminal aliens from jails and prisons directly to ICE. All states could follow suit, eliminating the risks of criminal alien recidivism after incarceration. It just makes sense. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, at ICE.gov, August 15, 2025. Stitt has been working to reassess the sentences of some criminals with an eye towards shortening them in order to pass the illegal aliens into the hands of immigration officials for expedited deportation, according to the Washington Examiner. The program, dubbed Operation Guardian by state officials, seeks to save the state the $36,000 per day to house and feed the convicts. Stitt says the state could save $1 million per month if many of these illegal aliens are deported. Operation Guardian cycles the convicts from the jails right into the custody of ICE at the conclusion of the convicts' state sentences. The criminals also have a say in their fate, to a degree. The program allows the convicts to accept deportation by going before the state's parole board and asking to be given parole so they can be handed over to ICE. So far, about 60 convicts have gone through the process, but hundreds more are in the pipeline. Watch, got what I voted for. Some of the criminals targeted for deportation have been convicted of violent crimes. And Stitt says his office will review each of these cases to assess the suitability of letting them receive early parole for deportation. Victims of violent crime also have a say in the deportation plans as they have the right to speak at state parole hearings. However, Public Safety Commissioner Tim Tipton added that the governor will not necessarily be opening the jail doors for dangerous criminals. If there's a victim involved or somebody who's done some kind of violent crime, rape, murder, those types of things, I'm sure he won't allow them to be removed from the country and be paroled back to their home country until they've served out their sentence and justice has been served. Unless the federal administration wants to take them and transfer them into a federal facility or another facility out of the country to finish serving out their sentence, Tipton said, according to the Examiner. We've been talking to the Trump administration about that as well. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.